Hello and welcome to Lesson 7, Honoring and Loving Yourself. Today, we're going to finish this 7-day self-love healing immersion by creating a self-love plan. After 6 days of learning about self-love, identifying potential blocks that stop you from loving yourself, healing those blocks, maybe you have revisited those lessons more than once. After talking about setting healthy boundaries and brainstorming things and people you have to say no as an act of self-love to yourself, and after brainstorming a list of things you have to say yes to honor and celebrate yourself, today we are going to put together a practical plan, an action plan, so you can continue to develop a beautiful relationship with yourself, so you can continue to cultivate self-love. So here are some ideas for you. How about adding a self-love moment to your morning routine? For example, saying a few kind and loving words to yourself when you wake up or while you are in the shower. How about looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I love you. You're an amazing woman. You are perfect the way you are. Maybe you want to set a date night with yourself when you treat yourself, where you disconnect from the world, and it's all about nurturing and pampering yourself. I would love to invite you to think about what makes your heart sing. What brings you joy? What makes you really happy? What makes you disconnect from the world? What makes you forget the world completely? Make sure that you add more of these activities to your life at least once a week. And that could be dancing on your own, like no one's watching. That could be going to a dance class and meeting some lovely people. It could be listening to music. It could be spending time with your loved ones. It could be eating out in that restaurant that you love and that serves super healthy and beautiful food. It could be exercising, going to the gym. It could be expressing your creativity by singing, painting, writing. Whatever brings you joy, make sure that you add some of this to your routine at least once a week. It will help you rebalance, bring your fight or flight system into relaxation, into harmony. It will help you replenish and it will bring the joy you deserve. Also, I would like to ask you, what do you need to make sure that you feel in balance emotionally, physically, and spiritually? And I can give some suggestions about this, but only you know what you need to feel in balance, to feel like you have inner peace. My suggestions would be definitely meditation, practicing some form of meditation, especially first thing in the morning and before going to bed, have changed my life. This practice has literally changed my life. And you can see some of my recorded meditation tracks that you can follow along. But it is very simple. You just need a few minutes to bring your awareness to your breath, closing your eyes, and just let go of any thoughts that might be coming to your awareness. And this will also serve as mental training and it will help your concentration. It has endless benefits apart from self-love. You might also want to take some time off to have a bath, to exercise, to start the day with a healthy breakfast, maybe to say some prayers at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. Maybe do some more self-development to continue to heal any emotions that might be going on. The food you eat, the things you read, everything you put into your body, into your brain, including the news. What you do, that is an act of self-love as well. making sure that you're eating healthily, that you are having the rest you need, that you are spiritually connected, that you do some meditation, some prayers, that what you read is going to expand your heart and not contract it, that what you see on social media is people who inspire you, or maybe you just want to ditch it completely. So only you know what you need to feel in balance, to feel in inner peace. So make a list of these things and prioritize what is most important and what will have the biggest impact. And if there are any stubborn blocks or beliefs that won't let you fully love yourself, maybe you want to work deeper on this. Maybe you want to revisit the lessons in this course, but maybe you want to take it further and you want to treat yourself to some form of healing. You know what you need. So ask your heart and work on creating that self-love plan from the heart. Look at the big wings, especially if you don't have a lot of time in your hands. You don't need to do a 1 hour long morning routine to love yourself and to develop and cultivate more self-love. A few minutes a day of a conscious action to contribute to loving yourself more and improve the relationship with yourself is all you need. A few minutes a day. It's all you need. Maybe you want to add a weekly me time to your schedule. And to your schedule, I mean, put it in your diary. Or maybe a monthly nice treat or celebrating myself day. So write down your self-love plan, making sure that it is realistic, that you can commit to it. And if needed, block the necessary time in your calendar. Start with the big wings, with the simple actions that don't take long. And as you become more used to and more comfortable with loving yourself and establishing these practices, you can add more things from the list in day six, in yesterday's lesson. And remember, if any resistance comes up, and it might, or if that inner voice tries to sabotage your self-love routine, you can always go back to lessons 3 and 4 to bring them to your awareness and to clear them and to heal them. So do you remember that we started day one and I started asking you a question? In a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you love yourself? So I would love to ask you the same question today and see if that answer has changed. In a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you love yourself today? If you have any questions or want to share any insights, please share them in the course. I am always checking these comments and I happily reply to your answers, to your insights with more tips and more suggestions. So if you've made it this far, congratulations. I know this level of inner work is not easy. This is deep work. So well done. Thank you so much for being part of this course. I truly hope that this 7-day immersion has opened your heart to receive the unconditional love you deserve. And if you enjoyed this course, I would be forever grateful if you could give it a good review so more people experience the self-love healing immersion. Thank you so much for being here, and please do reach out with any questions. Sending much love and light to you all. Bye for now.